Welcome to the Learning English Podcasts, produced by the Hellenic American Union. Vanessa and Denise are in the middle of a live show in a radio studio. Listen to their conversation and answer the question that follows about the main idea.
It's obvious that we all more or less feel stressed. But what are the roots of stress, Denise?
Well, stress is typically brought about by a situation where we feel that there isn't much we can do about it.
Like when you go shopping and the store is crowded, or when the washing machine breaks down?
Exactly. Even these little things can make somebody extremely stressed.
Oh, tell me about it. I got so frustrated this morning when my motorcycle didn't start. I've still got a headache.
Ah, now you see, headaches and tiredness are the most common symptoms of stress. And
sorry to interrupt, but are there any other symptoms besides tiredness and headaches?
Another thing is if you get angry easily.
Oh gosh, I do actually, but I'm sure it's not because I'm stressed out.
Well, research has shown that if you get angry easily, then you are probably suffering from stress.
Oh, this doesn't sound very promising. And I thought it was an age thing, you know, nearing the big 3-0.
Take it easy, Vanessa. Turning 30 is more of a challenge. And you know, stress coming from challenging situations can be very productive.
That's definitely a nice twist. But unfortunately, we've run out of time. Denise, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Now answer the following question. What are Vanessa and Denise talking about? They're talking about the causes and symptoms of stress. Now listen again to the dialogue in parts. After each part, there will be 3 to 4 questions on the details. Part 1.
It's obvious that we all more or less feel stressed. But what are the roots of stress, Denise?
Well, stress is typically brought about by a situation where we feel that there isn't much we can do about it.
Like when you go shopping and the store is crowded, or when the washing machine breaks down?
Exactly. Even these little things can make somebody extremely stressed.
Oh, tell me about it. I got so frustrated this morning when my motorcycle didn't start. I've still got a headache.
Ah, now you see, headaches and tiredness are the most common symptoms of stress. And
now answer some questions. One. Vanessa asks,
but what are the roots of stress, Denise?
What does she mean by roots? The roots means the causes. So Vanessa is asking what the causes of stress are. 2. Denise says,
stress is typically brought about by a situation where we feel that there isn't much we can do about it.
What does brought about mean? Brought about means caused. So Denise is saying that the cause of stress is a situation where we feel that there isn't much we can do about it. 3. Vanessa says,
oh, tell me about it.
What does she mean? We say, tell me about it, when we want to totally agree with what somebody said. So Vanessa wants to show Denise that she gets stressed by little things too. Now listen to the second part of the dialogue. Part 2.
Sorry to interrupt, but are there any other symptoms besides tiredness and headaches?
Another thing is if you get angry easily.
Oh gosh, I do actually, but I'm sure it's not because I'm stressed out.
Well, research has shown that if you get angry easily, then you are probably suffering from stress.
Oh, this doesn't sound very promising. And I thought it was an age thing, you know, nearing the big 3-0.
Take it easy, Vanessa. Turning 30 is more of a challenge. And you know, stress coming from challenging situations can be very productive.
That's definitely a nice twist. But unfortunately, we've run out of time. Denise, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Now answer some questions. One. Vanessa says,
But I'm sure it's not because I'm stressed out.
What does stressed out mean? Stressed out means nervous or worried. So here Vanessa is saying that she doesn't feel nervous or worried about anything. 2. Vanessa says,
Oh, this doesn't sound very promising.
What does she mean? This doesn't sound very promising means something doesn't sound good or positive in the future. So Vanessa means that she's worried about how angry she gets. 3. Denise says,
Take it easy, Vanessa.
What does take it easy mean? Take it easy means relax, don't worry. So she's telling Vanessa not to worry about her age. 4. Vanessa says,
That's definitely a nice twist.
What does a nice twist mean? A nice twist means a nice change, as at this point, Denise starts talking about the positive elements of stress. Please visit our site at www.hau.gr to find the transcripts, explanations, and activities.